take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free as we launch here into the second hour of the program. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. It's the live Saturday edition. And joining you this evening is Ian.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. We got more giveaways to do as well. The 12 Hours of Sebring is happening next weekend. We've got two more pair of tickets to give away tonight. So stay tuned for your chance to win those. 1-800-259-9231. We continue here taking your phone calls about whatever is on your mind. Joe is listening somewhere in Florida to WFLA. Hello, Joe. Joe in Florida. Going once. Joe in Florida, going twice. Let's try instead Roy, listening in Tampa to WFLA. Hello, Roy. Do we have Roy? We are just batting 1,000 here.
What's going on?
Roy going once. Roy going twice. All right, let's try Johnson in Connecticut. Johnson, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Lines. Hello there.
Well, I want to talk about Florida, so maybe that'll help.
All right.
Actually, this is probably when Mark was there that this happened. I want to talk about Stephen King. Actually, I've got updates on two celebrities, but particularly I want to focus on Stephen King.
Let's dish.
What does that mean?
It's a celebrity thing, right? Okay. Like, let's dish. Yeah. Celebrity Hollywood dish, that kind of thing. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, recently Stephen King went and hosted, or he was a speaker at a rally in Sarasota, and he was basically rallying against Governor Rick Scott. And he, during this speech, you know, he goes on to say, you know, and I'm rich, thank God, I came from a poor household, and goes on to ask why rich people only pay 28% in tax and why they don't pay 50%.
Well, for one, I'd like to point out that that's a federal income tax. So Rick Scott wouldn't have anything to do with that.
Right. It's just, it was his overall theme,
yeah,
of things.
Sure.
He had more support.
Tax me more.
Right. Well, I tell you what, the government will take your money if you want to give it to them.
That's,
I don't,
true,
know why you have to advocate for the government taking other people's money. The idea that you can that you're generous by suggesting that the government take money from other people in order to do the things that you want is absolutely patently ludicrous. I mean,
yeah.
Why can't,
exactly,
I be generous?
I'd like to publish an open message to Stephen King. Shut up.
Well, it's so silly. If he wants to give more money to the government, he can. Now, he knows as well as anybody that the government is a very poor, inefficient organization to handle
that.
How could he possibly believe otherwise?
No,
otherwise, he'd be giving,
wait a minute, Mark,
he wouldn't
wait,
give any money to charity then.
But wait a minute, Mark.
He'd give it to the government.
But some people believe that the government is the only organization who can handle certain things of a certain size.
No, people believe that the government is the only organization that can stick a gun in someone else's face and take money from them.
In the same speech, Stephen King was promoting the railroad, the new railroad that they're going to build in Florida, he was advocating for that.
Wait, are they back on another speed train thing in Florida? Is that happening again now?
Yep.
Oh, God.
Orlando and Tampa.
Oh, geez. It came around after another decade.
Yeah, and he was openly promoting that.
Well, Stephen King, just so
anyway,
you know, is originally from Maine, right? A lot of his books happen in Maine, and Bangor, I believe, is the area in which he's from or slash lives. He actually owns a couple of...
I've actually met him.
Oh, okay.
I met him in Florida. He actually also owns a house in Florida, and I met him there.
And Bird
at,
Key.
Hollywood.
Casey Key.
Oh, Casey,
yeah,
Key? Okay. Yeah, which I think is even more wealthy than Bird Key. But anyway, he actually owns a couple of radio stations in Bangor, Maine, which are progressive talk radio stations. So it should give you some idea of his political philosophy.
Yeah. Well, the other, speaking of celebrities with political philosophies, Charlie Sheen's home was raided today. On suspicion that he owned firearms.
Mm-hmm.
So they raided his home because that would be in violation of some sort of probation agreement that he has firearms. And apparently they did find a rifle and bullets.
Oh boy. He's screwed now.
It's an 1800s era rifle.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow. Well, maybe he'll be exempt. Mark, didn't you say you could own one of those?
Yes, it's actually not a firearm. If it's made after 1898, it's not a firearm.
I'm pretty sure it is, because it's an 1800s era, very antique. and probably, you know, Musk get shot or something like that. So, but of course, all the news sources are saying Charlie Sheen had rifle and bullets and how his home was raided.
Can they actually call a musket ball a bullet? I mean, is that fair?
No.
It's not a bullet. I don't think it is a bullet.
Thanks, Johnson, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. We're going to try Joe again. I think he's back in Florida. Joe, listening to WFLA somewhere in Florida. Hello there.
Hey, guys. I love your show.
Hey, welcome to the program. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I was calling in about the group in Alaska. You were talking about the, what did you call them, sovereign citizens?
Well, that's what they call themselves. I think it's a contradiction in terms, but they were, a number of them were arrested earlier, I guess later on this week, for agitating toward violence toward the government people there.
Well, I describe myself as an anarchist with libertarian leanings.
Okay.
And that libertarian leanings is the, that I have to concede that there is one reason we need government, and that is because there are so many people that don't know how to behave themselves.
Well, aren't most of them politicians?
Certainly many of them. But,
well, wouldn't that be a statist leaning then in that case? Because, I mean, the old definition of libertarian was somebody that didn't agree with aggression, using aggression against peaceful people to get their way. Well, I understand that libertarian nowadays means more like conservative light. But
is actually, you know, a sort of a libertarian, position, because, you know, libertarians will generally leave alone the ideas of cops, courts, and causeways, or roads. Cops, courts, and roads are the kind of things that libertarians are generally not touched, because either they consider them too hot button of an issue or to be something that the government has to handle. And I don't know what the world may look like far into the future where, they may solve most of the issues as far as, people using violence to solve problems among themselves. And there may very well be some voluntary solutions in that direction. I'm not going to say that that's not possible. I think today that there could be some things to increase the efficiency of the judicial system, because I think that it's really run amok. And I think the first step that one could take is to legalize drugs and allow people who want to use mind-altering substances that aren't legal to go ahead and do so, instead of the ones that are legal, like alcohol, tobacco, caffeine, things like that.
Clearly, you're kind of getting me off track here, but agreed on all those points. But basically, the freedom that these people are seeking by doing away with law enforcement can only be replaced by personal responsibility,
mm-hmm.
which includes the responsibility to not kill people, even if they're cops. So we really need to address an issue of personal responsibility before we can, unfortunately, do away with the judicial system.
I think that I agree with you. I think one of the things about sort of this idea that humans don't have enough responsibility to be able to handle freedom kind of rests on the people that advocate for the system itself as it exists. When you say, well, we have to have people fund police organizations at the point of a gun or the threat of a gun, a threat of violence through taxes and things like that, because people are liable to, we have to steal money to fund this organization because people are liable to steal from each other. Aren't we teaching our kids that stealing's okay as long as you have a good enough reason?
I don't know if I'd agree with that, but
well, isn't that what you said? I mean, wouldn't you agree that funding, you pick your favorite government program, that funding it through taxation is theft?
Through taxation, yes.
Okay. So far, it seems to me that what you're saying is that government agency X needs to exist because people are too dangerous to rule themselves. So therefore, that agency likely would be funded through taxation. Otherwise, it wouldn't really fit the definition of government as it exists today. Is that what you're saying?
No, I believe the point that I was making is that this is kind of a contradiction. In fact, maybe that's where they've taken on the name citizens in their label, is because they are absolving themselves of the responsibility to not kill people.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I generally agree with where he's coming from. We're on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have more than 4 hot flash episodes a day? Do you ever wake up at night soaked in sweat? Do you experience mood swings, heightened emotions, or sometimes feel on the verge of tears? Have you gained more than 5 pounds? Have you lost the energy level you had before menopause? Do you have low libido or no interest at all? If you said yes to any of these questions, you may be suffering with severe menopause symptoms and you qualify to receive a free month supply of Amberin. Amberin is the incredibly effective all-natural solution for menopause relief. It's backed by published clinical trials and 30 years of research. It has helped thousands of women get free from the awful symptoms of menopause. Call now and ask how you can receive 30 days of Amberin free of charge. Free supplies are limited, so go to AmberinTrial.com. That's AmberinTrial.com. Or call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318-8232.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. IG.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll-free, and bring up whatever you'd like. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you this evening is Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got features. We give them to you for free. The bulletin board system is one of those. You can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners over at bbs.freetalklive.com. It's our message board, basically, and it's totally free. bbs.freetalklive.com.
Get your Liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. Do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings. You can check them out. Let your voice be heard. LibertyStickers.com. Also, Liberty Stickers will make small run bumper stickers for you and maybe your business, church, band, whatever you have. They can make one. They can make them for you. They have a sort of revolutionary process. They don't have to set dies or anything like that. They can make a dozen of them, if that's what you'd like, and they can do it incredibly cheaply. LibertyStickers.com.
Let's continue taking your phone calls about what you want. We'll talk to John, listening in Myrtle Beach to WRNN. Hello, John.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, John, okay. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, for this call to work out, okay, and I mean this in the nicest way, both of you are going to have to back away from the pipe a minute and realize that this is a nation of laws.
No, it's not.
It's really not a democracy. It's a constitutional republic.
Okay.
I agree with you on the income tax. It's an indirect tax. And the federal government over the last 70, 80 years has overreached themselves to a point to make it a totalitarian system. I agree with you 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, on those issues alone. However, we are a nation of borders. We have our own set culture. And what sets us apart...
What's that culture?
...from every other... Well, our culture is patriotic Americanism. We have
patriotic Americanism.
That's
so,
right. That's
so
exactly
if I'm not a patriotic American, then I'm not part of the
they
nation?
Go to an island, start a little tribe somewhere, and bring all the little anarchists with you, and start your own little thing.
But this is the you way didn't this start this. So how you didn't start this. How do you have the right to kick people off?
What do you mean I didn't start this?
You didn't do it.
You're
suggesting...
I wake up every day and respect the policemen that patrol these streets. You know, everybody hates the cops.
You know, those policemen are the ones that'll... Those policemen are the same ones that'll come and confiscate your guns if the law says to.
Will you respect them then?
Good. That's what the law is there for, not an
but
idiot.
They won't do it. They won't do it to the politicians. They won't do it to themselves. They won't do it to their families. Don't fool yourself that this is a nation of laws. This is a nation of men.
This is a nation of laws.
It is not.
Few instances that have happened with
you see,
bad cops,
once you
okay?
have those few instances, and you know they happen time and again, right? Just because you don't catch the cops on video doing it doesn't mean that it doesn't happen.
Okay.
But once you have those few instances, you no longer have this quote-unquote nation of laws. You know as well as I do that cops roll through stop signs, and they don't give themselves tickets. Cops see other cops speeding. They don't give them tickets. Cops catch politicians speeding. They don't give them tickets. Cops brush it under the rug when they catch politicians doing crimes. You know these things happen.
You also mentioned a moment ago that there are...
You know what? I agree with you 100%. It happens. It happens every day. Every 26.2 seconds it happens.
Yep.
If you really want to just narrow it down. But you know what? The overall good, when I've got my four kids sleeping in bed at night, okay, and somebody comes into my house, which has happened, and that cop shows up and he blasts that criminal right in the face with
that
the
happened?
Pistol. He's doing his job, yes.
So, like a guy
he
came in your
there.
House and a
I
cop
can't
came
talk
and
about
shut.
Stop sign he rolled through. The man came to my house and saved mine and my family's life.
Absolutely. That's awesome, dude. It's awesome, but I mean, you
the
know, people.
Overall good is what matters.
But well, it may be right. Like I don't know because how many you can't see. It's the unseen, right? Like how many guns have been confiscated and how many people have chosen not to purchase a firearm to protect themselves and their families and have as a result been robbed or killed or raped or whatever. You'll never know. Like what happened to you is what happened, but what didn't happen, you'll never be able to quantify. There are 20,000 gun laws in this nation where there's where the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed,
that
these cops do enforce, right?
We are changing that. Okay?
What do you mean you're changing that?
Yeah, it's happening. He's right.
We're changing it. The overall public, we're waking up, okay? We're seeing, like I told you from the very beginning, the government has overreached itself. I think that everybody should be able to have a weapon. However, if you've been to prison and you've killed somebody, no insult to...
Mark,
okay, it's just my opinion, one of many, okay, that it probably isn't the best idea to give that person the right to have another handgun or weapon. That's
well, wait a minute. I understand why people choose to go that direction. And let's talk about that particular issue. It's easy to nail down. I understand why people say, well, let's not give violent criminals, especially murderers, the right to bear arms when they get out. If that person is that dangerous, why the heck did the government let them out in the first place? Secondly, if that person turns themselves around, and I'd like to think that this is the kind of nation where where they have enough mercy that, well, you can go ahead and do that, that you can get. You can have your life back.
You've got a wife and kid now, Mark.
Yeah, I got a wife and kid. I live on 11 acres in a town that doesn't have a cop.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to come and shoot the criminal in the face when they come into my house? The response time out there could be 20 minutes.
Yes, and I agree. Listen to me. What I'm trying
Wait. You're dodging. Let's talk about my wife getting raped by some criminal, dude.
The only thing that ever walked the earth was Jesus, and he's gone, okay?
Right,
I got
that.
Everything else has been downhill from here. But we have to do what we can do. It's what separates us from Venezuela.
Okay, so you're saying that my wife is, it's okay if she gets raped because other people could be hurt if it was legal for murderers to have weapons after they had been released from prison. Is that what you're saying?
Well, that all depends. I mean, Mark, you've probably turned your life around. You're probably a productive citizen.
Yeah.
You've got your own thoughts and minds. But what about the Jeffrey Dahmers out there that this is their life?
Okay, wait a second. How many gun laws are stopping? How many gun laws are stopping criminals from getting guns?
You know what?
None. Zero. You know it, man.
None.
Quit advocating for tyranny.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259.
You got to have tyranny, right? Because the gun laws are ineffective in stopping criminals from getting guns, but you have to have these things that stop people that are trying to live their life right and allow them to protect their
families. We can't just have the image of people who've gotten out of jail being allowed to turn their lives around and protect their families. So, you know, Mark, your wife should have known this when she married you.
Yeah,
and
that's what it comes down to.
She should accept
she
could
known better than to marry some guy with a checkered past, even though we have, a million people in prison in the United States now? I mean,
I think it's more than that.
And how many have gotten out at this point? I mean, these people
are
becoming a real voting bloc.
Yeah. By the way, the number here, 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's just so sad to hear this guy on one hand say he believes that it's become tyranny over the last 70 or 80 years.
It's freedom for him and his.
But it's just sad to hear somebody say that that he believes it's become tyranny, but at the same time that it's a nation of laws. Well, wait a minute. If it were a nation of laws, wouldn't all these lawmakers and the people that are instituting the tyranny that he believes is in effect be following the laws? I mean, are they following the laws or are they not? Because if they were following the laws and, like, respecting people's rights, then we wouldn't have tyranny, would we? Are you following me?
Yeah, now? It doesn't make any sense.
800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Luckily, we still have the ability to speak, and we will allow you to do so here in moments. You may dial in and bring up anything you'd like at 800-259-9231. Take control of these airwaves. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10. Or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Speaking of our features on our website, we've got archives, a whole bunch of them, going all the way back to late 2006. So if you've missed a moment of the program, all you have to do is click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. And then if you click into the archives section, it'll take you all the way back to late 06, all of it free, thanks to HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You can create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. They've got more than 4,500 templates from which to choose. Whether you want a personal blog or complete e-commerce business website, you'll get 99.9% uptime guarantee, a 24/7 technical support, 45-day money-back guarantee. And if you use the portal that we've created, hostgator.freetalklive.com, you'll get your first month completely free. Don't use the portal. Don't get your first month free. It's hostgator.freetalklive.com.
All right, so before we go on continuing with your phone calls, I wanted to address just a couple of the things the last caller said, because you kind of jumped all over him, Mark, in the last segment.
I've had too much caffeine. I had a half a Coke from today, and anybody who listens to the show regularly knows that I pretty much have an allergy to caffeine, but I really like it. And so this is what 10 ounces of Coke will do, man.
You, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, I wanted to point out a couple of things that he had mentioned. And one of them,
Coca-Cola. I'd like to.
Yeah, 10 ounces of Coca-Cola. Gotcha. Okay. Because 10 ounces of the other kind of Coca-Cola.
That doesn't even come up in my mind. I don't live that life.
All right, so we're talking about this idea of American culture, and he brought up the Nation of Laws thing, and I think he punched some holes in that. Obviously, it's not a Nation of Laws. It's a bunch of nonsense. It's just a cover story for a bunch of men and women ruling with the threat of violence over people.
People doing what they want.
Yeah, and so then you've got this idea of this American culture, and there's another talk show host out there that we compete with called Michael Savage, who's got this, I guess, it's
language
rally,
culture and borders.
Yeah, this pep rally cheer for language, culture, and borders, which... I've always wondered, what culture are they talking about? And when I asked him, I got a brief answer of, well, patriotism. Yeah. People live here.
You got to like the colors red, white, and blue, and kind of weep at the Super Bowl when they fly the planes over the top.
I don't think that's the culture. I think that the culture in America is varied, that there are different cultures, subcultures, cultures and subgenres of cultures.
I don't think there is even one thing. I wish you could point to what culture is. Is culture speaking English? Because I know that
Chinatown?
The people from England, they claim to speak English. It doesn't sound like English to me, but, you know, I'm sure they consider it English.
Is culture believing the Christian God? Well, what about atheists? What about Muslims? What about, you know, other people with other religions? New Age? What about those folks? What about the Quakers? I mean, what culture are we really talking about here? Is culture, language, and borders, whatever, is that code for white Anglo-Saxon Protestant males?
It couldn't be, because Michael Savage is Jewish. So, I mean, I would say that some people accept it as that code, but I don't think that Michael Savage, when he says it, is saying that.
What does it mean to you? I mean, if you've got an answer for that, I'd be curious. What is the American culture? Can you define it?
It has to. In order for American culture to be true, I would say that the vast majority, like 99% of Americans, 90% of Americans accept this as, this is the way they are. And I don't know what it is.
1-800-259-9231. It would seem to me.
It would also have to be sort of. It would have to be specific to Americans, right? So, like, you can't say speaking English is American culture if it's done
in Hong Kong,
right? If it's done in all these other English speaking countries, you could say it's part of it.
Which English came from other places? Not it didn't come from here. In fact, many of the things that we consider ours in America actually came from elsewhere. I mean, Taco Bell isn't really. That's not American per se.
It's consummately American.
Well, it's Mexican American food. It's influenced to some extent by Mexican origins, and sure. A lot of the words within the English language are actually foreign words from other languages that have just kind of been adopted by the English speakers.
In some cases, they just make them up, like chalupa.
So what is American culture? It would seem to me that if you're going to put a definition on it, and if it exists, it must be able to be defined, right? It can't just be this thing out there in the ether. You have to be able to nail it down if it's real. It would seem to me that if there is an American culture, it's the culture of allowing people to make their own life for themselves and to...
Liberty. The ideas of liberty, I would say, are... America should be able to claim those. I think that, the fact is that the United States has become less free over time. We are no longer the freest country in the world in many areas, and we don't top the charts on any one of the lists of freest X in the world.
So to live your life how you want, to respect others and allow them to live their lives how they want, and to allow a million cultures to bloom, a million different interests in people who get along with different folks. I mean, the idea that there's this one overarching anything amongst the different groups of folks and different interests in this country seems kind of silly to me.
I haven't found any evidence for it. I mean, I don't know if it's silly. It's silly if you cannot come up with evidence. And if you can come up with evidence, it should stand the test of asking some questions.
And who really wants to have one culture anyway? That sounds boring.
Who wants hegemony?
Let's continue here. 800-259-9231. So you can answer the question if you'd like. You know, what is to you? What does it mean to you, American culture? If you believe that it exists, please define it for me. Otherwise, you can bring up anything you want. Let's talk to Roy, listening in Tampa to WFLA. Hello, Roy.
Hey, this is Ray.
Ray in Tampa. What's on your mind tonight, Ray?
Well, you know, I was just so curious, you know, about all this ability that we have a lack of that President Obama was talking about, and we need to tone it down, and all this rhetoric and violent rhetoric, and then we have to watch up here in Madison, Wisconsin, like they weren't even listening to the president. And I'm kind of wondering why President Obama didn't even speak out about them people, you know, breaking the windows and, you know, holding up the halls and just, you know, keeping the senators from, you know, doing their job. It was just kind of, I was just watching all this unfold, and I'm thinking, you know, where is the president when, you know, he needs to be speaking out about these people, you know? Do you have any idea on that?
Well, I think that the president should, if he hasn't come out, and I don't know, I'm not paying that much attention. I find being lied to sickening, so I don't pay that much attention to politicians. But if I'm sure the president has come out and said, hey, don't throw rocks, it's bad. But, you know, I find that what's going on in Madison to be acceptable political, an acceptable part of the political process. And I'm sure that the president would say that it's not just about voting people in and having those people then vote on issues, that it's about contacting the people that represent you. It's about using your free speech in order to communicate with those people that supposedly represent you. I shouldn't have said that they represent you, because they don't. But these people that supposedly represent you, I agree with you that there shouldn't, public policy, public sector unions are not like real unions. I think that what those people are doing doesn't step out of the line, besides throwing rocks, doesn't step out of the line of what is acceptable.
Ray, did we lose you? I think we did. Thanks for the call. Ray, appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's try instead Ed, listening in Tennessee. Ed, I think, where are you at in Tennessee, Ed?
How you gentlemen doing?
Ed, you're in Jackson. Are you in Jackson?
Yes.
All right. Ed, listening to the TJ Network, what's on your mind tonight?
You know how it is when you're on hold, you listen to all this stuff, but y'all are talking about...
There's 100 things you want to say.
Right. Y'all are talking about peace and stuff, and I like these little quotes. Look, there's no road to peace. Peace is the road.
Absolutely. Where is that? I've heard that one before, and I love it.
I got my little notes here. I got there. I cannot remember who said this.
I've heard of it is, there is no way to peace. Peace is the way. And I love it. I think it's a great quote. I know you may have more for us, so hang on, Ed. We'll bring you back here in a moment at 800-259-9231.
I heard it was some old labor union organizer guy from way back in the day, and then he's been quoted by different people.
You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
The 59th Annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, is coming March 19th. See Porsche, Corvette, Ferrari, Jaguar, BMW, Mazda, Acura, Audi, and many other world-class racing teams battle in America's toughest road race as Sebring hosts the first race of the Intercontinental Le Mans Cup in 2011. Gates open Wednesday, March 16th. Order your tickets today by calling 800-626-RACE or visit SebringRaceway.com. See the cars and stars in the American Le Mans Series, driver autograph sessions, vintage race cars, and visit the Party Zone, featuring a spring break bikini contest. Coming Man, Selby, Chuckman, Alluvion, Selena Jordan, and DJ Scotty D. Presented by GoMobileWeb.com. 4 days of family fun at Sebring. And children 400 minute free. Get all the info at SebringRaceway.com. The 59th Annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida. March 19th is the date. Sebring is the place. Order your tickets at SebringRaceway.com. Brought to you in part by Budweiser, Jaguar, and Michelin.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to collapseproof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Still to come, another pair of 12 hours of Sebring tickets. Stay tuned for the call-in number on that. It is not our regular call-in line number. It's a special contest line. We'll give it to you at the appropriate time. But if you want to just call in and bring up whatever you want, you can do that. That's 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Hey, if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, please become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 per month. We'll take that money in and reinvest it into this program, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. You get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum, AMP-only podcast, and more. Get the details. Get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal, or you can use Visa or MasterCard right on our website at amp.freetalklive.com.
Imagine opening your front door and coming face-to-face with your identity thief. The criminal who wasn't content to steal your bank accounts and use your credit cards. This guy knows where you live, and he's staking out your house and watching your family. That's what Fox News reported on about one woman. Unfortunately, however, she had advanced warning from LifeLock. She said without LifeLock, she wouldn't have known these thieves were coming, and added LifeLock's services are legit. They do what they say they do, and it's worth it. I don't want you to suffer from the personal financial firestorm that identity theft brings. Protect yourself and your family with the same identity theft that I use, LifeLock. Join me in protecting those you love and the things that you have worked so hard for from the ravages of identity theft this year. I need you to call now because I was able to get you a 60-day bonus of LifeLock protection. That's a 60-day bonus. You do this for yourself and do it for your family. Call this number I'm going to give you, 800-242-2693. It's 800-242-2693. One more time, 800-242-2693.
Let's continue taking your phone calls about what you want. Ed, I think, is still with us here. Ed, are you there?
Yes.
Listening in Jackson, Tennessee to the TJ Network. Now, you cited a quote, Mark. You found out who that quote was from, the quote about the only way to peace. Or wait, can you do it again?
There is no way to peace. Peace is the way.
There you go.
That's, yeah.
Who was A.J. Mustay is apparently was a peace activist and labor organizer.
Credit where credit's due. All right, so Ed, what else did you want to share tonight?
Hey, y'all were talking about cocaine a little bit. Can I give the coke users out there some good advice?
Go for it.
All right, if you want to have pure coke, which Coke does damage to the heart, lungs. It gives you the kind of like spasmic tics. So I wouldn't advise doing it all the time. But to have good, pure Coke, use acetone and strain it. Just pour, it's got to be in a glass, like flask. Just pour it in there, stir it around, filter it. Do that. The more times you do it, it'll get whiter and whiter, and be, it'll take out all the impurities.
That sounds like a terrible idea. Acetone?
Free Talk Live does not advocate the use of illicit substances like cocaine.
Yeah. Or the use of acetone.
Or taking advice from people on the phones about chemical processes.
Go ahead.
Not that I'm saying you don't know what you're talking about, Ed. I'm just saying.
Let me give you the source.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, it came from, and this is the absolute best book. It's entitled Illegal Drugs, A Complete Guide to Their History, Chemistry, Use, and Abuse by Paul Gallinger, Gahlinger, M.D., Ph.D. But, hey, that is an absolute, it tells the truth about all the drugs. But look, let's get back to
the. Before you go on there, hold on. Before you go on, by the way, what I would recommend people do if they're interested in the use of mind altering substances is to visit Arrowhead.org. Now, that is a great website. You don't have to buy anything, it's free. It's, you just go to Arrowhead, Arrowid.org. It's got all kinds of information about all kinds of drugs and plants and chemicals, and it's
right.
good stuff.
The most important part is it's about harm reduction.
Yeah, it's about getting information into people's hands and minds so they can do these things as safely as possibly because we understand, or safely as possible, because we understand that people are going to use mind-altering substances, so they need to know how to do it as safely as humanly possible. Anyway, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, you remember I said I wanted to warn everybody about it damages the heart, lungs,
yep.
It gives you tics, you know. Hey, about the war. Now this
and it makes you really irritating, too.
Probably. Well, I don't know if you're with somebody and all that. We won't get into that. I'll talk about the war.
Okay.
This is the just war theory, and you probably know them. It's seven of them, but I'll go through two or three, and then we can go from there. War must be the last resort and used only after all other means have failed. War must be declared to redress rights actually violated or to defend against unjust demands backed by the threat of force. It must not be fought simply to satisfy national pride or to further economic or territorial gain. The war must be openly and legally declared by a legal government. There must be a reasonable chance of winning.
Well, legally declared by a legal government. I mean, now, does that mean that the folks in Egypt that had this little revolution, that their war was, quote-unquote, war was illegitimate? The people in Libya, Yemen, I guess it's going on in Jordan, Saudi Arabia, there's all kinds of stuff. Tunisia?
Well, no, they'd be fighting a just war.
Apparently, that's not a just war,
you're
right?
I'm talking about Gaddafi.
Thanks for the call tonight, Ed. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's continue. Greg, listening in Charleston, South Carolina, to WSC-FM. Hello, Greg.
Good evening, gentlemen. Wow, hey. Mind-altering drugs, to follow that up. I wanted to answer a couple of your questions. Y'all talked about gun laws. Any law is not worth the paper it's written on if it's not going to be enforced. So we can have hundreds of thousands of gun laws if they don't enforce it. Like both of y'all said, it's going to be the criminals who still get the guns, irregardless of the laws.
That's
and
true.
If the laws are actually going to limit the law-abiding citizens because, again, they do follow and abide by the law. Now, as far as America's culture is basically like the Constitution, the right to life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, equal protection under the law. These are things that you can't find too often in any other country.
You don't find equal protection under the law in the United States. I mean,
he's talking about in theory.
Yeah, in theory, I understand that people believe. I think that that's the worst part, though, is that people believe that there might be equal protection under the law. I mean,
y'all know what I'm saying. Sure, when you're a senator and you know people and you drive a lady and she drowns in your car and you go home and have her and you don't get. But I understand that. But we're talking about the concept. We're talking about what is the culture here in America that makes people want to get on a dinghy raft to get here, which makes people want to run across the border, which makes people want to come here.
The culture
That's
of freedom.
The culture.
Right. Which is, so you're backing up what I said earlier, the culture being freedom to have whatever culture you want in your own life, right?
basically, you know, if I want to live in Seattle, Washington, I don't need papers, I don't need the government's permission, I just need to have the ways and the means, and I can go and live anywhere within the borders. There are no tribal kind of things. Now, yeah, you know, we don't have a perfect system, but my question to y'all would be, where is there on planet Earth a better system?
Good question.
You know, I think that I would say that the system is deteriorating over time. What's that?
He said it is.
It is. So where on the Earth is a better system? One could point to some point then in the past in the United States when it was a better system.
Unfortunately, not in all ways.
Not in all ways. Absolutely. There's been a lot of ways that it has improved.
Right. There was slavery and women weren't treated very well. And so, yeah. But to answer the question in today's world, Mark, because we need to talk about what's happening now, there are different systems around the world that have different aspects that are better than here. I mean, Mark, you mentioned the different studies that have been done, the Heritage Foundation, the Free the World Foundation, there's another one out there too, that kind of ranks the different countries in the world based on economic freedoms, and the U.S. is not the top country in those rankings. So, like, Hong Kong just dominates as far as economic freedom is concerned, which means that it's better there to, like, run a business, to open a business.
So
it's much easier to do that.
My question to y'all would be, why is that? My opinion is because politics has eroded away what the Founding Fathers set up. Now, they weren't perfect, but again, the system that they set up was the best to be seen on planet Earth.
No doubt. It was
a
good try.
But you understand that it's 230-year-old technology. Maybe we could do something better today.
Right. We need to move forward with the ideas of moving toward a voluntary society, and I think the Free State Project is going to create that better society eventually. And I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. We need to do another giveaway, Mark. We've got another hour to go. We've got one more pair of tickets to give away after this one. So if you don't win this one, you're still going to have another crack at it. But we've got a pair of tickets to the 12 Hours of Sebring. It's a huge, crazy racing party thing with a major, was it a Le Mans, you said?
It's Le Mans, right.
That culminates on Saturday this coming week, the 19th, with the big race.
The 59th annual Mobile 12 Hours of Sebring.
In Sebring, Florida, right in the middle of the state. This is real Florida. And you're going to have a blast, from what I understand. Mark says to bring earplugs, though.
Yeah.
So if you want to win this pair of tickets, you can call in right now at 603-435-1105. We'll give it a call at number 5, 603-435-1105. You will go to the 12 Hours of Sebring on us. And the folks at the 12 Hours of Sebring as well for providing the tickets. More coming up here. Hour 3 is next. It's Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenFacts, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.